Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, let's talk about the Valspar Championship here this week on the PGA Tour. Last week was a big Zurich classic. Now we got the Valspar Championship. It's at Innisbrook, Minnesota. Tim's with me today. We're gonna do our matchups. Minnesota Tim, how did I do last week, by the way?
I heard you did pretty well. What were you, 2-2, 3-1?
No, 4-0, but 4-0. I told you I was gonna go 4-0. 62.5% for the year right now. That is a good statistic, by the way. If you're betting with me, you're winning money. That's just pretty much it. I'm not going to necessarily win every week, but 62.5% for the year on the matchups is what you call very strong. Very strong, Tim.
I better make the picks a little bit harder this week. I kind of gave you some softies.
Make them as hard as you want. Doesn't matter. They were hard last week. I went 4-0.
I mean, when there's teams, it's a lot easier because there's a weak link, and it's obvious who the weak link on that team is. So.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I would say, okay, but we'll see how this week is. This is a good one. This is a ball strikers course, Valspar. They play at Innisbrook, one of the really good courses on the PGA Tour. There's a lot of good courses on the PGA Tour, but this is a good ball strikers course. Trouble out there. Usually the winners is somebody that is pretty darn good ball striker. You don't necessarily have to be the longest guy, but yet the long guys can do good as well. So it's that kind of course. I like the Innisbrook and the field. How's the field this week? Give us a little readout.
Yeah, it's a pretty good field this week. Justin Thomas is the favorite to win at +900 over Dustin Johnson, who's +1200. DJ's been struggling as of late, so it's understandable. Patrick Reed is the third favorite in this event. And then it drops off a little bit from there. So three players in the top 10, which is pretty good for this event. And then you got Corey Connors, Victor Hovland, Paul Casey. That's one of the big storylines entering this week. Paul Casey loves this golf course. He's won back-to-back years on the PGA Tour at this event. And he's looking to make it three events in the row at this Valspar Championship.
I wonder how many times that's been done on the PGA Tour.
It hasn't been done often.
No, that's a good question. Let's answer that question for us right here.
I got it right here. Justin Ray actually talked about it on Twitter.
Okay.
He says, with Paul Casey going for a three-peat this week in Tampa, won 2018, won 2019, over the last 40 years, there have been 8 instances of a player winning the same PGA Tour title 3 straight years. Tiger Woods has 6 of them.
Bridgestone or Firestone?
Arnold Palmer,
Invitational, and then Farmers Insurance for sure. And what else? What are the 6 he's had? Do you know?
No, he doesn't list the events.
But he said he's got 6, done it 6 times.
Yeah.
Probably a couple of those, you know.
Memorial, maybe? I don't know. He's won a Memorial.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good. That's hard to do. He's got so many records. It's incredible. Unbelievable how many records he has. All right, we'll get into some picks. You want to get started? You want me to go 4-0 again this week, or what do you want me to do?
Yeah, Hank, so I got some difficult picks for you this week. I don't have some easy ones like I did last week in the Zurich Classic. I was feeling pretty generous. So we got some tough ones. You know, Justin Thomas versus Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed versus Corey Connors. That's a difficult one because they're opposites in the game of golf right now. Their statistics are very different. So it'll be interesting to see which player you go with there. We got Victor Hovland versus the soon-to-be winner on the PGA Tour, Abraham Ancer. You know, the announcers love that guy. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, yeah. They love him. Definitely.
Paul Casey versus the choker, Louis Oosthuizen, who choked in the Zurich Classic after putting one in the water.
They should have won that event. You blame that on choking?
Yeah, that was a choking moment.
Okay. Not just a bad shot at the wrong time. Is that what a choke is? Is a bad shot at the wrong time?
Yeah, it is.
That's considered a choke.
Yeah. I mean, his hands were sweaty. You know, he got uncomfortable in that situation. He played great the entire tournament. But when it comes down to the final stretch of holes, he blew it.
You know what Tiger always said? There's a reason why these guys haven't won more.
Well, Louis Oosthuizen is a major championship winner.
Yeah, he's won one time on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, it's a big, pretty big win, though.
A very big win. When was that?
He's got a beautiful golf swing.
He's got a very good golf swing.
One of the best on the PGA Tour, just beautifully synchronized.
Yeah, it's good. There's no doubt about that.
Adam Scott. Right, anyway. Huh? Oh, I was just thinking about beautiful swings on the
tour. He's not in the class with Adam Scott. Come on. Not on swing-wise. I'm sorry. It's pretty. It's nice, but no. Not Adam Scott's swing is pure. I like Oosthuizen's too, but it just not. I don't put it with that. What Adam Scott's got a lot more power to his game. That's a big factor, big factor. All right, let's go. Let's go with our first matchup. Who do you got?
All right, so Justin Thomas versus Dustin Johnson. JT is ranked second in the world. He's the favorite in this tournament over Dustin Johnson. His last three events in the PGA Tour, he won the Players, 42nd in the match play, 21st in the Masters after having a meltdown on the par five. On the back nine, the 13th hole, Dustin Johnson is first in the world golf rankings, his last three events, 28th in the match play, a surprisingly miscut in the Masters, and a tied for 13th in the RBC Heritage. So Dustin Johnson first in the world versus Justin Thomas second in the world in category number one called the favorites.
Wow, this is a tough pick. It really is. And the reason is because I don't know what Dustin Johnson's got going on. He is a little bit off. I'm not saying he's a lot off, but I think he's a little bit off. And he's been, you know, he played very good at the match play. Forget about the tied for 28th. If it was a stroke play event after four rounds, three rounds, you know, when the pool play ended, he would have been 1500, or 1300, he'd been in second place. He was really, really strong the first round. So that was a good tournament, even though it says tied for 28th. Masters, defending champion, you know, maybe his hosting the dinner threw him off a little bit. I don't know. 13th at RBC is not bad, considering that is definitely not a golf course that you would look at as good for him. You know, and, you know, Justin Thomas. Oh, you can boil his Masters pretty much down to one hole. He played really good. He was in the event at least, you know, so that's good. And then a win at the Players, Florida course. This is a tough one. If you compare their statistics, here's where Dustin Johnson's off a little bit. He's always been first or second in strokes gained off the tee, and he's 28th this year. But he's not struck the ball quite as good. He's still six strokes gained tee to green. And Justin Thomas is fourth. Now, Justin Thomas is, you know, he's always tended to be a little weaker off the tee. He's 108th off the tee. The difference is their approach shots. Justin Thomas, second. Dustin Johnson, 20th. That's the difference. And then the putting. And Justin Thomas's putting has been better this year. He's 50th. He's not three putting as much. Dustin Johnson, 112th. Most of it is the putting. Now, Dustin Johnson came with the new putter at RBC Heritage, and he, you know, rolled some in. Now he's a putter changer. He'll change a putter on you, and it'll give him a little boost, you know, a little, hey, let's go with this. And it's, you know, felt better. And, you know, anything kind of feels different. And you kind of equate that to better when you're going bad and you're looking for some confidence. You know, better off the tee, Dustin Johnson, better on the iron play, Justin Thomas. You know, around the green, they're both good. Putter this year, Justin Thomas a little bit better. Justin Thomas is a favorite, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And their history here, Justin Thomas hasn't played for a while. He's got 17th in 2017 missed cut. And Dustin Johnson's you know, got a tied for six. I think he wants to get his game going. I don't know. I'm going to go Dustin Johnson. I'm going to go number one play, especially if Justin Thomas is a fan. I'm going to go Dustin Johnson is what I'm going to go with here. And I would say that, you know, that's a tough pick for sure. That's a toss up for those two guys. But I'm going to go Dustin Johnson on the bounce back. I with a better player, and he's the number one player in the world, I plan on the bounce back a little heavier than a guy not going good. So I could look at Dustin Johnson and say, you know, he's not going great, but I think he, you know, a bounce back could be in order for him. And, you know, maybe still you get a little sting from the Masters and he wants to get things going. And he was pretty good at RBC Harris. 13th for a player where the golf course does not match him is actually pretty darn good. So I'm going to go Dustin Johnson.
Okay.
What do you got, number two? Who's the number two matchup?
All right, Patrick Reed versus Corey Connors in matchup number two called Opposites. Patrick Reed is ranked 7th in the world golf rankings. His last three events, 22nd in the Players, 28th in the Match Play, and 8th in the Masters. Corey Connors is ranked 38th in the world golf rankings. His last three events, 14th in the Valero, 8th in the Masters, and 4th in the RBC Heritage. So Connors has been playing pretty well lately. He is the lower-ranked player in the world, and Patrick Reed is the favorite at number 7 in the world versus Corey Connors, 38th in the world. So it'll be interesting to see who you select on this one.
Well, you could. Let's look at horses for courses on this one. Connors played this a while ago, 2018, finished tied for 16th. 2019, Patrick Reed missed the cut, but 2018, he finished second. Here's the thing about Patrick Reed. His ball striking is not great, and it is not, you know, he had the moment when he went with David Ledbetter, and all of a sudden he was Mr. Giddy about how good it was doing, and is, you know, now I, you know, they all say the same thing. Now I understand what I need to work on. Now I understand where my mistakes come from. Now I, you know, I'm gonna do great. I mean, they say that because they try to get confidence, and everybody feels that when you go to take a lesson, you feel like, okay, I'm going to take a lesson. And for sure, I'm going to do better. And I mean, I felt this when I was a little kid. And you think, you know what, I'm going to really, you know, start doing better. But the fact of the matter is statistically, these statistics aren't great at all for Patrick Reed. When Patrick Reed did, you know, had a little moment there where he was doing better, and him and Ledbetter got on, and You know, David Ledbetter is an incredible coach. I've felt like, okay, you know, he's gonna have a big impact. Well, you know, Reed won the Farmers Insurance, and that is a big win. And you know, but it's, you know, then he came ninth at the, you know, a little carryover, came ninth at the concession at the World Golf Championship. But then it's MC at the Arnold Palmer and Players 22nd, World Golf Championship Match Play 28th, and then 8th at the Masters. The guy's a grinder. You know that. You know I love the grinder. You know, it's hard for me to pick against Patrick Reed. I've been on him a lot. I don't think his ball striking is where it needs to be, and it's just not, you know, it hasn't really improved that I can see. Now, maybe I'm missing something, but what I see is this. Patrick Reed is second on the tour in putting. And that's a, you know, that's a big stat. I mean, he's a very, very good putter. And he's, you know, typically a pretty good chipper too. And everybody says he's a great chipper, but he's 64th on the tour around the green. Off the tee, Patrick Reed, 83rd, Corey Connors, 9th. Approach shots to the green, Patrick Reed, 68th, Corey Connors, 11th. If you look at the statistics of all of these players that are in the top 10, and you know, you get Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Reed, Tyrrell Hatton, Simpson, and Koepka. And the worst statistically is, and it's not even close, is Patrick Reed. But the best putter wise is Patrick Reed. I mean, that's the difference, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I just think when you play a golf course that is a difficult golf course and it's a hard golf course in tee to green, you know, I think you got to go with the ball striker. And all the bettors will tell you off the tee is a big stat. Corey Connors, top 10 off the tee, is ninth, and approach shots 11th, ninth strokes gained tee to green, ninth. And Patrick Reed is sixth, is 59th. Patrick Reed, I'll go out on a limb and say that Patrick Reed in his career will never be in the top 10 in strokes gained tee to green. That's not, it's just, if it hasn't happened now, it's not likely to happen. He's going to be, you know, he's a top 10 player. He's a top 10 putter, but his ball striking is just not, you know, I haven't seen the improvement, you know. I mean, I don't see it. And I'm looking at statistics. That's what I look at. It's just not good. I'm going to go Corey Connors here, even though I'm always a Patrick Reed fan.
Okay.
Just because the golf course is too hard, tee to green, I'm going to go with the better. I'm going to pick the better ball striker here.
Wow, a little upset action.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to pick. Yep. All right. Let's tell you about Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Aches and pains, arthritis, back, hip, foot, hand, tension, headache even. Rub some on your forehead, your jaw, your neck, your headache will be gone in 5 minutes, people say. And you can try this product for free. All you got to do is go to voodoopainrelief.com. Right on the front page, just click on the box, get a free 2-week supply. It's that simple. If you haven't tried it, give it a try. All right, Tim, how about our next matchup? These are a little tougher this week, I will say that.
Yeah.
I'm logicking it through them. That's all I do. That's what I do. This is how I get to 62.5% for the year.
Yeah, that's what you do. All right, so we got Abraham Anser versus Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland is the 13th ranked player in the world, and Abraham Anser is the 30th ranked player in the world. Abraham Anser's last three events on the PGA Tour, a tied for 23rd in the Valero Texas Open, a 26th in the Masters, and an 18th in the RBC Heritage. So we got Abraham Anser, 30th in the world, versus Victor Hovland, 15th in the world.
Okay. Hovland's not played here?
No.
Anser, what's he got here in the history?
He played here in 2018 and finished tied for 16th.
Okay, very good. Abraham Anser is a player that the announcers really, really, you know, they really like him. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
I mean, and they, you know, they like, if you ask the announcers, you know, best player never to have won a PGA Tour event, so, you know, they wouldn't go down the list. I mean, I think they put Scheffler first, okay? And then you go down the list, and probably Anser would be pretty close to there. You know, but if you look at this list, let's see, go down the world golf ranking. Okay, best players to never won a tournament. You come to, I don't know, Matthew Fitzpatrick hasn't won the United States, right? I don't think he has. And then
no.
You got Scheffler, 21st in the world. You know, Anser is 31st in the world. And that's, you know, Fleetwood hasn't won the United States, but he's 26th in the world. You know, that's kind of, you know, Zalatoros hasn't won. I mean, those are the kind of names you get. So, I mean, you know, Abraham Anser's right up there. He really is. All right, here's the statistics. Off the tee, 43rd. Tee to green, 44th. Approach shot to the green, 45th. Around the green, 113th, and putting 101st. All right, now if I just rattle off those statistics, what would you say? You say, well, that's a nice player, and you know he could definitely win on the PGA Tour with those statistics. He just has to have the right week. But you wouldn't look at those statistics and say oh, there's a guy that once he figured it out, the floodgate's going to open and he's going to win 10 times in his career. Yeah, you don't say that. There's nothing on there that says that. Victor Hovland's already, he's already won twice. A big difference. And Victor Hovland, how about these statistics? Fourth off the tee, eighth tee to green. You know, not a great putter, 124th, but either answers 101st. He's not lighting it up. Hovland's known to not be the greatest chipper. He's 73rd, answers 113th. You know, I mean, I fourth off the tee on a hard golf course, that's a big stat. I'm going Victor Hovland.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going Victor Hovland right there, Tim. I like his game. A lot of people are on him, and I like it. He's the one I'm going with here.
All right. Category number four, we got Paul Casey, the two-time winner in a row, versus one of the best swings on the PGA Tour, Louis Oosthuizen. Paul Casey is ranked 20th in the world golf rankings his last three events, a 28th in match play, a 26th in the Masters, and miscut in the RBC Heritage. Louis Oosthuizen, sweet swinging Lewis, is ranked 33rd in the world golf rankings his last three events, 61st in the match play, 26th in the Masters, and second in the Zurich Classic. So Paul Casey versus Louis Oosthuizen.
All right, Paul Casey and Louis Oosthuizen. All right, now let's go horses for courses. Obviously, Casey, big time. But Oosthuizen finished second in 2019. That's, you know, he was second to Casey. That's not bad for sure. But you got to give the horses for courses to Casey. But how? I mean, three-peat in a row? That's pretty tough. You know, that's a little tough. All right, Paul Casey, statistically, let's do a little analysis here. He has historically been a very good ball striker. Last year, 21st strokes gained tee to green. But the year before, in 2019, he was sixth. In 2018, 26th. So he's kind of in that, you know, that area. He's was seventh in 2017. He's a player that if I look at him, I would say, you know what, he's a, you know, 15 to 25, you know, in the world player. That's just what his statistics tell me. And right now he's 20th. He's right smack dab in the middle. He's putting a little bit better this year, 76th. Oosthuizen, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much confidence I have in what he's got. He's a better putter. His tee to green is 27th. This is kind of a pick 'em. Does Oosthuizen feel bad about last week, or does he feel good about last week? What do you think, Tim? What do you think his thought process is?
I'm sure he feels bad about the moment last week, but I don't think he's necessarily motivated to take last week and then win this week.
So he's not taking this as motivation. He's not down in the dumps about last week.
No, this is a good money week.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Casey's the better ranked player. I'll go Paul Casey. You know, horses for courses. I'm not going to pick against him. He did so good, last 2 years, back to back. Maybe he'll go back to back to back. Who knows? Probably not going to happen. Odds are it's not going to happen. But I'm gonna stick with Paul Casey.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. All right, let's remind you to get your instructional videos for free by going to HaneyUniversity.com. You can sign up and get better at golf. This could be your year. It's going to be Tim's year to break 80. Could be your year to break 90, break 100, whatever it is. One way to do it is to have a real idea of what you're working on in your golf swing, and I can give you that with my free instructional videos that come out on a almost daily basis. So all you have to do is go subscribe for free. HaneyUniversity.com is the place to do it. All right, Tim, how are you doing on your guarantees, by the way?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, last week I won. I had the right guarantee last week. I predicted
What did you have last week?
I predicted that Hunter Mahan and Bill Haas would not finish last together in the Zurich Classic.
Oh, come on.
They're that one of the worst count, teams in the event.
That doesn't count.
They're the worst team in the event.
Oh, my gosh. All right. What are you predicting? So your record is what, 9-10 for the year? You're proud of that?
9-10. Yeah, I'm predicting it's 9-10.
All right. What are you going to pick this week?
Well, I feel like riding the horse that is Hunter Mahan. I feel like
Come on. You can't pick Hunter Mahan. You can't call this a guarantee.
Hunter Mahan is
picking the worst player on tour.
Hunter Mahan is my horse. He is my horse back to 500.
Oh, geez. Okay. All right. What are you predicting? He's going to miss the cut?
No. I'm going to predict that he does not win the Valspar.
Oh, come on. That doesn't count. No. There's no way that counts. That does not count.
It's playing in the event.
No, that doesn't count. Tim, hey, when was the last? The guy isn't going to win. I don't even know how he's playing. How is he playing? Well, some kind of a lifetime money exemption list? He must be.
His putting is not bad this year.
What?
His putting statistic really isn't that bad this year.
He can't hit the ball.
Well, he can putt it pretty well.
Well, you got to get there first. What's his? Give me his statistics.
Okay. He was like 72nd in putting the last time I checked last week. And let me pull up his off the tee. He is 124th off the tee, which is an improvement. 212th approach shots to the green. 216th around the green. 54th in putting. He really improved that last week.
He's got the yips chipping. He always has. This is a guy that thinks he knows everything, by the way.
216th tee to green. So
he's the worst ball striker on the PGA Tour.
He was 247th earlier in the year, so he's really improved.
He was by far the worst ball striker on the tour. Now he's just the worst ball striker on the tour. And amazing because he knows more than anybody on the PGA Tour.
Let me tell you, his last few events on the PGA Tour, he's really been playing well. Miscut, but he shot a 69. A miscut, but he shot a 74. Miscut, but he shot an 80. Miscut, 72. Miscut, 75. Okay, here we go. Pebble Beach, miscut, and he shot a 67 in the first round. So Hunter Mahan. He's gearing up for the Valspar Championship.
All right. Will he make the cut or will he not make the cut?
He will not make the cut.
Will he finish last or not?
No, he will not finish last.
Will he finish? Will he beat 10 guys?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes, he will beat 10 guys.
So you'll guarantee he'll beat 10 guys?
Yes, I guarantee he beats 10 guys.
In this tournament?
In this tournament. There's a lot of guys below him.
Will he beat 15 guys?
Yes.
He will?
Yep.
All right. You want that to be your guarantee?
I'll do the 10-guy guarantee.
Oh, you just changed it.
Well, you said 10 guys.
Okay. You're guaranteeing that Hunter Mahan will beat 10 guys in this tournament?
Yes.
Okay. I'll let you do that as a guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're going with him?
Yep.
All right.
He's my horse.
He's your horse. Horses for Tim. Let's see what happens. All right. Well, that'll be it. I'll probably go 3-1 this week, most likely. It's a tough week to pick. It seems like the matchups are really good. You never know. I could have a big week. Good. Yeah, good. All right, Tim. Appreciate it. Good stuff. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Follow Tim at Tim Porochka. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will be there every day with the Hank Haney podcast. Have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.